in the summer of 1995, our family met with Diana in a park. I don't know which park it was now, Diana, but it was over 10 years ago, or just under 10 years ago. And at that time, we discussed the possibility of starting a brand new church in Toronto. In September of 1997, our family arrived in Toronto. At that point, it was just Wendy and I and two children, Brendan and Alex. The twins were born 2 months after that. And initially, we began with a Bible study in the evenings in our home, which Alicia eventually attended. Later on, we began to have our worship services in our house. And for those of you who were there at the very inception of Living Hope, you remember how I would be in the living room and you would be in the dining room, and the entire church was locked in there. We were huddled together. It was cramped, but that's where we were. And we preached, and we sang, and we prayed. And those were good days. Those were days, if you remember, we would stay long into the evening. Eventually, we began worship services here at Tyndale in November 1998. And later on, we added an evening worship service there, which we then took back to our home. And for those of you who have been with us these past few years and who were there at the beginning, you remember those days, don't you? You remember how after worship we would go back to our house and how we would have a great big feast, and then we would play and fellowship in the afternoon. We would have afternoon worship, and then we would come back to our house again for dinner. And many of you didn't leave till sometimes midnight. And, you know, for the past 3 years, with, you know, give or take, at or minus, that has in some way been our practice, our custom at Living Hope. They've been good years, haven't they? I think God has really used those years to gel us together as a fellowship. And I think in the truest sense of the word, we have become a family. You know, we know the good things about each other. We know the bad things. We see each other at our highest and at our lowest. And, you know, all the while, I believe God has been doing a work, and that work is to prepare a nucleus, a group gelled together to accomplish something so great, so absolutely amazing. There have been days when we have seen God change us. One person once described Living Hope to me as a place where people change. I think that's an accurate description. Living Hope is a place where people come in and they get changed by God. But I also think that there's more to Living Hope than that. I believe that Living Hope is a place that God wants to use to change people in our city. And He will. And that's why, with this in mind, we're going to look to our future. And what we want to be, what we want to become. And I mentioned earlier on in the message that the burden that God put on my heart, on Wendy's heart, was to come to the city and to see the entire city of Toronto praising and rejoicing in Jesus Christ. And that's a vision that hasn't waned at all. In fact, anything, it's only intensified during our time here in Toronto. What do we want to become? What does God want us to become? This fellowship. Here's what I believe God wants us to be in the future. What we want to become. This is the vision for Living Hope. It is to bring the peoples of Toronto into the worship of God. That's something that you can remember. Something that it's not easily forgotten. If people ask you, what is Living Hope all about? Here's what we're about. We're here to bring the people of Toronto into the worship of God. Our methodology, it meets up with our theology. We believe that people are dead in their trespasses and sins, that naturally they don't seek God. That's why we're here to bring them. We have got to bring these people into the worship of God. And we're not bringing just individuals, we're bringing people groups. We're bringing entire people groups. Again, 120 different countries, 80 different languages. We're here for all the people groups of Toronto. Some I know have target groups. We don't have a target group here in Toronto. Our target group is the peoples of Toronto. We want to bring all the people of Toronto into the worship of God. John Piper said that missions is not ultimate. Worship is. Missions exists because worship doesn't. Missions is temporary, and one day it will disappear. But God's worship endures forever. And our purpose here at Living Hope is to bring people, as John says, into the white-hot enjoyment of God's worship. That's what we're all about. Everything about Living Hope is subsumed under this great general vision. Our vision is to bring the peoples of Toronto into the worship of God. That's what we want to become. But what is going to characterize us as a people are four things. First of all, and this of course aligns with our vision for Toronto, it is that we would be a worshiping community. We are a worshiping community. First and foremost, we're a worshiping community. And that means that Lord's Day after Lord's Day, we as a people are going to come prepared to meet and worship our God. We're going to come and we're going to prepare ourselves for worship. And I know it's always exciting to see believers on the Lord's Day, and there's a great opportunity for us to fellowship and be strengthened. But as we come to the worship of God, we're going to prepare our hearts to meet with the King. We're not going to just offer up any old praises to God. We're gonna really worship our God. We're going to sing skillfully to God with joy, make melody in our hearts. We're going to be a people that gives itself to the preaching and the exposition of the Word of God. Week in and week out, I labor in the Word of God before the face of God with you on my heart. And I come bringing the Word of God to you. And we will be a people that waits expectantly for God to speak. And we will be a people that hears that Word and obeys it and lives it out. We're going to be a worshiping community. We're going to be a community that delights to sing the praises of God. One of the things that I did a while back was I put together a psalm committee. You may know that. And the psalm committee is designed to develop new tunes, additional tunes to our psalter. And our committee, which is chaired by Steve, has been meeting for a couple of weeks already. And our goal is to produce about one new psalm setting a week. And again, these lessons are not designed to, we're not creating a new psalter. We're creating something additional, something supplemental. And, I want you to pray for us in that work. It's a good work that we're doing, and it's an exciting work. And this past Thursday, we put together the first entire completed psalm setting, Psalm 3. It was a blessing to sing, and we're excited about what the Lord's going to do there. At some point, we'll share that psalm with you when we've brushed up on it, and we can help you. But the goal is really to produce about one new psalm setting a month. So we need to pray for that. Secondly, we're going to be a disciple-making community. A disciple-making community. One thing I learned a while back was that as we come to Toronto to plant this church, we're not seeking to bring people from other churches into our church. That's not how we want to grow. The church growth movement over the 80s and 90s, I'm not sure that it really produced any real net growth in the kingdom of God. People just shuffle over from one church to a bigger church, to a new church. But our interest is not to go to the church already and to try and bring them into our fellowship. We're here for the city of Toronto. We're here to bring the peoples of Toronto into the worship of God. There are millions of people who don't know Jesus Christ. That's who we're going for. That's who we're aiming at. In Romans chapter 15, verse 20, here's what the Apostle Paul says. And the Lord really used this to direct my thinking and our thinking. Paul says in Romans 15:20, I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. What Paul's saying there is that I'm not trying to go out and try and build on what some man has already built upon. My aim is to go out and to preach the gospel where Christ is not now named. And that's our goal. Now, if the Lord should send people to us from other churches, we will receive them gladly. But it's not our aim. Our aim is to go to the lost of the city, to bring the people of God into the worship, the people of Toronto into the worship of God. That is going to be our aim. We are going to be a disciple-making community. And to accomplish this, we are going to begin what we're calling connection groups. And the purpose of these connection groups is to connect the world to the Church of Jesus Christ, the living hope, and ultimately to connect them to Jesus Christ. One thing that I've been observing in the Christian culture of our day is the growing phenomenon of the small group ministry. And I understand why that is. I was born in the epicenter, the eye of the hurricane of Gen X. I grew up in a day when my friends were growing up with fractured families. And today I think that these small groups really provide a kind of surrogate family for many of these people in our generation. People who are looking for a sense of connectedness in a disconnected world. And I believe that's one of the major reasons why the small group ministry is flourishing in our day. However, we're not seeing these small groups as an end in themselves. They're not to usurp the place of the local church. They are a vehicle to close the gap, the ever-widening gap, between the world and the church. They're to help people into the church. That's why they're called connection groups. Next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, April 27th, we are going to begin two pilot connection groups. One that will meet at our place, and one that will meet in Mississauga. And these groups will involve praying and reading the Word of God and caring for each other and ministering, not just to ourselves, but outside in the community as well. And within each group, there will be an apprentice, maybe more than one apprentice, maybe two apprentices. And the connection group leader will be training that apprentice to begin his own connection group down the line. The groups don't last forever. The groups inherently have a multiplying component within them, so that after a certain period of time, which the group decides, the group divides. There's always an open chair, which means that the group would bring unbelievers into this connection group and get them connected with the church and with Jesus Christ ultimately. So we are going to begin two pilot connection groups next Tuesday on April the 27th. In September of this year, we're going to begin 3 to 4 connection groups. And we're going to pray that the Lord would bless the growth of those groups, both inwardly and outwardly. We are going to be a disciple-making community. Those groups will serve as a place where people learn about Jesus Christ, grow up in the Christian faith. Thirdly, we're going to be a praying community. God impressed that upon my heart a few years back. We've got to be a praying community. We're not doing this by the power of our strength. We're doing this by the might of the Spirit of God. As a group, we are going to be praying for one another's needs and for our city. We will be interceding for our city. We're going to organize entire days of prayer and fasting city for ourselves. We're going to pick up the prayer calendar that we've sort of left off in the last few months, and we're going to begin a prayer chain so that if there are any items, we will get those items around the church to pray for. I want to encourage you, those of you who are meeting this, I noticed this morning you are praying before the service, and I want to encourage that kind of thing. I want to encourage us to be a people who prays. We're going to be a praying community. Because when we pray, God hears us. And we want God to hear us for the sake of our city and for this fellowship. Fourthly, we're going to be a ministering community. We're going to show the love of God in real tangible ways to each other and to our world. We're going to demonstrate God's love in that way by deliberate acts of mercy. We're going to support worldwide missions as a fellowship. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for missionaries. We're going to pray for the nations. It's going to be a regular thing at Living Hope. And so we're going to be a ministering community. I'm just amazed by God's providence as I plan to share this vision with you. And that vision being to what? To bring the peoples of Toronto into the worship of God. That's right. This past Monday, I believe it is, we got a call, I guess it was from the realtor. Now, we've had a building committee for a while. The building committee has been looking for a new place to worship. And we went in this past Monday after many denials. We finally got into this one building, and we looked around. And the place that we saw on Monday was absolutely amazing. Phil has been doing a lot of the legwork in terms of locating a place for us to worship. And Jason, with his contract and skills, has gone in and taken a look at this place, too. This place is at this point, everything that we're looking for in a church building. It has a nice big sanctuary. It has a nursing room for the mothers, which looks into the sanctuary. It has a nice fellowship hall for our fellowship meals. It has washrooms. It has a Sabbath school room. It has an office, a generous foyer. It's everything that we're looking for. It's not entirely a done deal at this point. We're in negotiations with the landlord. But we are praying that God would bless us. The cost of this place is expensive. It's not inexpensive. And we're going to be stepping out in faith on this one and praying that God will provide. And I'm excited about that because I want us to see God do the impossible in our midst and to be excited about that good work that He does in our midst. So if everything works according to plan, our plan, and the Lord is gracious, then likely within a month, maybe a month and a bit, we should be in a brand new building, which is located at Allen and Shepherd. Allen, as you know, is a major artery running north and south, just off the 401, just above Yorkdale Mall. There's also a subway stop, just a minute's walk from this place. It's centrally located, which means that people in the west or in Mississauga who may have found the trip too far into Living Hope here might reconsider coming and being with us. And so I think for those of you who are coming from the west, rather than being a 40-minute drive now, it's going to be about 20, 25 minutes to get to Allen and Shepherd. The location is ideal. The building is ideal. It's way more than I had ever thought or imagined God would give to us. And we do need to pray that God would give that building to us. So here we are. Here's where we're going. Here's what we want to be. Here's what we're going to look like. Here are the characteristics that will define us as a church. Here are the goals that I'm setting before you this morning. And I really believe, guys, that we are entering into a new phase of ministry at Living Hope. I believe the past 4 or 5 years have been used by God to do something very special among us. But I believe that phase is over. And I believe that God is leading us into a new phase. We'll call it phase 2 of ministry at Living Hope. And we are expecting, humbly expecting, God to do really great things in our midst and to really use us powerfully in our city to reach the city of Toronto and to bring all the peoples of Toronto into the worship of God. Well, let's just lift this vision up before God and ask Him to bless it. Father in heaven, we believe that the vision that we have, Living Hope, is a vision that is grounded in your word and in your unchangeable purposes. Lord, we know that your purpose is to be glorified by all the nations. We ask, Lord, that we here at Living Hope would be used to accomplish that great vision. And Lord, we pray that the things that we have looked at, the vision that has been cast, and the community values that we have considered, as well as the goals, Lord, that all of these things would be blessed by you. And Lord, we pray that we would really see great fruit in our day. And so, Lord, we pray for our city. We ask, O God, that you would grant us a great passion for this city. And Lord, that that passion would spill over and that we would see lives redeemed from the evil one, from darkness and from futility, and brought into your marvelous light. Lord God, we commit our vision to you now. And we ask you, O sovereign triune God, to please bless it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Those of you who are able, there is a fellowship meal at our house this afternoon. And so please, if you don't know how to get there and you would like to come or can come, just find somebody who would know, have directions, okay?